Much like the age-old question, to skinny jean or not to skinny jean, marketing strategies can come and go and come back again. Who can keep up with that? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy, boosting efficiency, and growth. Don't get caught behind the trends, everybody. Visit HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report.
Howdy, folks. It is Monday, January 9th. I'm Jacob Cohen, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we've got a good old start your week off right Monday news rundown. We're going to be breaking down a wild story about an AI legal assistant that's going to court. We're also going to be talking about some new data that's out on the state of kids TV with an interesting twist, as well as the dethroning of America's longtime patent king. But before we get to all that, here's a look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All right, first things first, as usual these days, we've got some AI buzz. Microsoft is reportedly looking to embed OpenAI's ChatGPT into its consumer products, including Word, PowerPoint, and Outlook, in the coming months, according to a report from The Information. Since 2019, when Microsoft invested $1 billion into OpenAI and grabbed the rights to the firm's tech, not much has been said about what it'll do with it. But in the last year or so, and especially in the last couple of weeks, it seems this work has begun to speed up. Last year, Microsoft released Copilot, which uses OpenAI tech to help programmers basically autocomplete computer code. And then on Tuesday, The Information reported that Microsoft's Bing search engine plans to use OpenAI's ChatGPT to answer search queries. And now they're reporting plans for Microsoft to use ChatGPT with Microsoft's 365 products, helping write documents, making presentations, writing emails automatically. In 2022, by the way, $1.37 billion was invested into generative AI startups, nearly totaling investments from the previous 5 years combined. All right, moving along. A new California law took effect last week, and companies with more than 15 employees now must post pay scales on their job postings. Some companies, though, are apparently sharing extremely wide pay scales on these postings. For instance, one Tesla software engineer posting says you could earn anywhere from $83,200 to $417,600 for the job. And Netflix has one advertising a range of $90,000 to $900,000. And people online have been quick to notice this, saying things like, how is this even helpful? Now, the law is similar to one in New York City that went into effect last year, and it seems for the most part, companies are posting more reasonable and specific ranges across the board. But it's always interesting to see some of those really wide ones. Okay, what's next? Is Mojo losing its mojo? Maybe it's finding its mojo. Mojo Vision, a startup long focused on developing smart contact lenses, is pivoting to micro LED display technology and laying off 75% of its staff. The company CEO said it hasn't been able to secure funding to continue its development of the first augmented reality smart contact lenses, but it's now focused on pivoting to capitalize on micro LED technology developed as part of the lens work and hopes to disrupt what it says is a $160 billion display industry. In other news, in 2021, American retail shrink, as it's known, which are losses incurred through things like product theft and damages, grew to $94.5 billion, up from $90.8 billion in 2020. In November, Target said thefts would reduce its gross margin by more than $600 million in 2022, though Walgreens said last week that it sees shrink improving across its stores. We've also got some big automotive news. While U.S. auto sales fell 8% in 2022, electric vehicle sales grew to 5.8% of vehicles sold, up from 3.2% in 2021. And Tesla accounted for 65% of EVs sold, which is a downward trend for the company. We've also got some chicken news, though it's not so positive. One of the U.S.'s biggest chicken processors, Foster Farms, is concerned that Union Pacific's railroad delays in the delivery of corn to feed the chickens is threatening the lives of millions of their chickens. There's already a lot of challenges in this space. We discussed recently about the rising price of eggs and issues there as chicken populations get sick and, I guess now, potentially starve. Also, Seattle Public Schools filed a lawsuit against TikTok, Google, Meta, and Snap, alleging the companies have profited off of causing a youth mental health crisis. And we're almost at the end. Macau, a special administrative region of China and major gambling destination hit hard by COVID lockdown, saw casino revenues in 2022 plummet 51% to around $5.2 billion. That's 14% of 2019's earnings. Now, just 4.8 million tourists visited Macau from mainland China between January and November. That's down from 27 million over the course of 2019. So you can see the problems there, although people expect that to improve this year. And lastly, this is neat. The USDA approved the first ever vaccine for honeybees. Long gone are the days of Disney Channel saying something like, new episode at 8, 7 central, like we understood what that meant as 7-year-olds. We've got some new data out on the state of kids' cable TV from Variety, so let's take a quick peek at it. The key stat here is that primetime viewership of kids' TV has fallen 76% since 2017, with today's kids obviously being born into a world of streaming, YouTube, and TikTok. Interestingly, despite these declines, though, which may not be so surprising to you, what is probably surprising is that almost every kids' TV network has seen affiliate revenues, which is the share of cable bills that goes back to these networks, grow double digits, totaling $3.1 billion last year. Since 2017, for instance, affiliate revenues for Nick, Cartoon Network, and Disney Channel have grown 19%, 31%, and 19% respectively. Disney Channel, for instance, brought in $1.1 billion in affiliate revenue last year. So though linear TV is increasingly outdated, you could expect media companies to really ride this positive impact to their bottom lines as long as possible. And by the way, the best innovation in kids' cable TV this decade by far, it's really not even close, is the NFL broadcasting games on Nickelodeon. It's really incredible. You've got SpongeBob and Patrick commentating. You've got the end zones on TV turning into slime zones. And we link to this in today's newsletter, so check it out. All right, moving along. We've got a new patent sheriff in town. Until 2022, IBM had filed more utility patents annually than any company in the last 29 years. Last year, though, Samsung took the crown with 8,513 patents compared to IBM's 4,743, which is a 44% annual decline for the company. And the decline, they said, reflects a strategy shift focusing the IP portfolio on IBM's core businesses and freeing engineers from the time-consuming patent process. TikTok owner ByteDance, by the way, though filing far fewer patents with just 160 in 2020, saw its patent output increase 84% year over year. And finally, we've arrived at that story about an AI legal assistant heading to court. And yes, this story is really as crazy as it sounds. Basically, there's this company, Do Not Pay, that's what it's called, and started in 2015. And it offers an AI legal assistant and chatbot, more or less, that helps people navigate legal snafus or do things like negotiate bill discounts. And since starting, it's claimed to have helped people resolve 2 million legal cases. It's reportedly successfully contested 160,000 parking tickets in New York and London. And now, the company's planning on testing its AI legal assistant in a speeding ticket court hearing. The company's having it instruct a defendant in court via earpiece, secretly, in a February test, and the company will pay any fines imposed. Now, Do Not Pay's founder and CEO Joshua Browder told Gizmodo that they're using accessibility standards in this particular court to use a loophole that'll let them use AirPods in court. Now, when asked if the court will be aware of the AI assistance, Browder said, "Definitely not." But he doesn't see the court imposing any harsh punishments on them for doing this, since it's really just a speeding ticket. I guess we'll see how it goes. All right, and that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email. Let's get this week started off right. Hope you have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.